the hell did he do?
Rim of the World is a tight collection of unincorporated towns around the resort of Lake Arrowhead in the San Bernardino Mountains of California. The area's 13,000 or so permanent residents form a tight-knit community where many people have grown up together and know each other by name.
Yeah, I'm Carol Kephart, Ellen's mother.
I'm Jack Kephart. The people are basically mountain people. They will support anything that's right.
Reported crime numbers are among the lowest in California, and respect for law enforcement has always been high. That all changed on May 10, 2011, when 43-year-old Alan Kephart, one of the community's most beloved residents and a man with no police record, was inexplicably killed in an altercation with San Bernardino deputies during a traffic stop. Kephart's parents never thought this could happen to someone like their son.
That was the last thought by mine, because he was such a docile person. I've never seen him raise his hand to anybody. I've never really ever seen him raise his voice to anybody in 43 years.
Alan Kephart lived on the mountain from the time he was 6 years old. He graduated from the local high school, worked as an audiovisual technician, and volunteered his services for a radio station and for his church. At the time of his death, he was living with his parents.
This is where he grew up. This is where his friends were. He loved this mountain. This shouldn't happen to any family. And I'm even more saddened by the cause of and who caused it.
On the afternoon of May 10th, a sheriff's deputy attempted to stop Kephart for allegedly failing to yield at a stop sign. The sheriff's department says that Kephart then failed to pull over along this mountain road for a short distance. After less than a mile, Kephart pulled into the parking lot of a Valero gas station. What happened next was captured by a security camera at a nearby storage facility. Manuel Lujan was a witness at the scene.
What we saw was him take him out, throw him to the ground, and his face hit the asphalt because his face was bloody. What I think he was trying to do was get back up over to his back, you know, so he wouldn't be on his face. That's when the officer got up, backed up, and tasered him. And at that point, there was the other one that came down Bear Springs Road came and also got his taser out and tased him.
The sheriff's department will not reveal how many times Kephart was tasered, but 5 used taser cartridges were entered into evidence.
He just laid still there, and they checked him for his vital signs and found out that something wasn't right.
Records at Mountain Community Hospital indicate Kephart's face was bloody and his skin appeared mottled. The skin around his shoulders was broken by taser probes.
I didn't see anything that he did that would result in what he got. A lot of people filming it with cameras, and I've seen the sheriff's department. I've seen him walking around taking cameras from people. They were filming it. I'm not sure. I don't know if they deleted what they were filming or what they did, but they were taking cameras.
Lujan joined about 150 locals at a town hall meeting 2 weeks after the incident, where the people of the mountain didn't hold back in describing their own experiences with local law enforcement.
I'm afraid to drive on our mountain roads.
I am more afraid of the cops up here than I am down in Los Angeles. That is good.
Here we are, this small mountain community, and we have to take the abuse from the law enforcement that supposedly are supposed to be working for you, as the gentleman mentioned. We are being harassed on a daily basis.
Cindy Bachman, Public Information Officer with the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department. It's my understanding that the relationship with the local law enforcement officers and the community is very positive.
The Sheriff's Department didn't provide numbers on civilian complaints, but it's striking how many people in this community say their relationship with the police had deteriorated long before Alan Kephart's death.
An unprecedented crackdown on community that has been pretty sleepy and easygoing, and now, man, if you don't put your blinker on, you're done.
I used to know every deputy up here. I knew every captain that was ever up here up until the last two captains. The last two captains, they don't seem to be forward with the community. They got a job to do, I understand that. I think that there's a lot of stuff that's going to have to change. It's going to have to change from the law enforcement's view.
The residents we spoke with were unanimous in saying what a gentle, caring, harmless person Alan Kephart was.
Alan was the good boy. He never got into trouble. He didn't run around with the other rough boys. He was just a good kid.
He's never approached anybody to hurt anybody. He would always save everybody.
He was very well liked in the community. He was thought of highly by a lot of people.
He had a good heart. Never, like my husband said, never saw him in 43 years raise his fist to anybody or anything like that. So after the service, we're going to have some refreshments. And then whoever wants to go on a walk with us. And we're going to leave from the cottage restaurant in Rim Forest and walk to Valero gas station in honor of Alan today.
It's going to take a lot of time, because this isn't something that just goes away. I mean, every time I drive down the road past that gas station, every time I see a law enforcement vehicle, I instantly